You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
And it's Colossians 2, verses 1 to 10, page 1183.
I want you to know how much I'm struggling for you, for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by vain-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how orderly you are, and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness of Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
Thank you, Zoe. Well done. I have a couple of questions just to discuss on tables. Just for 2 or 3 minutes, they're very simple and straightforward questions. And the first one is this: is being a Christian about staying the same or about changing? Is being a Christian about staying the same or about changing? And then there's a second one you can think about. Is being a Christian about growing with or in Jesus Christ as Lord, or about moving on from him? So dispatch those around. Just have a chat on tables. Let's see what you think. Very relevant. Two questions. You may think that, whatever, have a chat. Okay. Now, I deliberately ask these questions and phrase them in this way to get you thinking about this letter to the Colossians that we're looking at. We've been looking at it in the evening service. So if I said to you, is being a Christian about staying the same or about changing, you'd probably say, well, of course it's about changing. You know, I'm being changed, aren't I, to be more like Christ. There's something going on. But if I asked you, is being a Christian about growing with or in Jesus Christ as Lord, or about moving on from him, you'd obviously say, well, that doesn't quite sound quite right. Moving on from Jesus Christ as Lord. Because that's not right, is it? Now, I ask those questions to get us thinking, because this letter to the Colossians that we've been looking at is written to address a particular problem. They were false teachers who were coming into the church and saying particular things. It's worth understanding the Colossians were keen Christians. Just look at Colossians 1, verses 3 and 4. I'm just going to read these verses. So Paul, who's never actually been to Colossae, somebody called Epaphras took the gospel to them. Paul says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love you have for all the saints. Now, I can tell that they're keen Christians because they love all the saints. Even the hardest saint they love. I always like that. The Christian you find hardest, they're getting on. So, the point I want to make is that these are clearly converted Christians. They're keen Christians. And Paul says to them, the verses I really want to look at this evening is in chapter 2, 6 and 7, is this. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. Literally, continue to walk. That word live is actually the word walk, but the NIV translates it live. live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. And if you look either side, this is important to look at, you'll see that the Apostle Paul is worried that these Colossian Christians will be deceived or taken captive. Just look what he said in 2 verse 4. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. So the Apostle Paul's worried that they may be deceived by fine-sounding arguments. And if you look at 2 verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy thinking, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. So Paul is concerned they may be deceived or taken captive, and he says to them in the middle of these verses, and these are absolutely right at the heart of the letter to the Colossians, look at them again. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, walk in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I want to say that we are always prone to people coming into the church and saying there is something more you need in the Christian life. And it can be a temptation both for people who are keen, like the Colossian Christians. If you're a keen Christian, you want more, don't you? It can be a temptation if you're struggling in the Christian life. If somebody says, look, I've got something more for you here. Now, Jesus Christ is fine, see, but actually there's something more. And the big idea I want us to get from these verses is this. And I've put it down on the sheet. It's on the service outline. And this is the big idea I'm sure I kind of get right into our minds. That growing with or in Jesus Christ as Lord means sticking with Jesus Christ as Lord. So growing in Jesus Christ as Lord means sticking with Jesus Christ as Lord. Growing means sticking. Can I say that sticking with Christ as Lord, Jesus Christ as Lord, does not mean no growth? I mean, that's clear what I've put there. And the Apostle Paul is absolutely clear that you're to carry on growing. So these Colossian Christians are to carry on growing. You see, being in Christ means growth. It's no good this evening if you're a Christian saying, well, I just don't think I'll bother this week with Christian things. Fascinating, isn't it? If you're a Christian here this evening, and most of us are, we're united to Christ. He's in us. Of course, he wants us to grow. You see, the big idea here is growing in Christ Jesus will mean sticking with Jesus Christ as Lord. And can I say, it doesn't mean any Jesus here. There are lots of Jesus around. Lots of Jesus around. And sadly in the visible church there's lots of different Jesus around. But the Christ Jesus Lord that the Apostle Paul's referring to is the one he's written to the Colossians about, the one we find in the New Testament. There's only one true Jesus, and that is the apostolic Jesus that we find in the New Testament. Just look at this, back in 1:15, chapter 1:15. Now, get your minds around this. Notice if you miss the evening service. This is mind-blowing, 1:15. The Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. How big is your Jesus this evening? This Jesus, who you're united to, is a very big Jesus. Jesus the Christ. He created all things. He sustains all things. and all things are for him. And if you're trusting Christ, you're united to him. And then, look, and he's head of the body, the church, he's the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. He's supreme over the old creation, and he's supreme over the new creation, that is all those who are trusting Christ in the church. He's supreme, he is the supreme Lord. And look, verse 19, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behaviour, but now he has reconciled you. He's brought you back to God together. Reconcile means to be in a right relationship. No longer at war, but at peace. So this Christ is not just any Jesus. There is only one true Jesus, and that is the Jesus, the apostolic Jesus, that the apostles taught, and we find in the New Testament. It's very, very important. You'll find as you go out in the world, people talk about Jesus, this Jesus, that Jesus. There's only one true Jesus, Jesus Christ as Lord, the supreme Lord and the all-sufficient Saviour who has died for our sins. And so Paul says, look, in these verses, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord, continue to live in him. And look at that, it says, 2 verse 6, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord. And that is both talking about the message and the ministry. The message is that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you receive that by teaching. Look back to chapter 1, verse 7. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. So then, you Colossians, with all this false teaching around that may deceive you and take you captive, so then, you carry on with Christ Jesus as Lord. Don't shift from that. Growth means sticking with Jesus Christ as Lord. So to grow with Jesus Christ means, as Lord, means that sticking with Jesus Christ as Lord and not being deceived and not being made captive. And look what he then says. So continue to live in him, literally walk in him. It's a very odd phrase that, isn't it? Walk in him, you see, united to Christ. In Christ. I keep wanting to say, you can't get closer to God than that, can you? This week, whatever you're doing, however mean, however awful, whatever suffering you're going through, whatever difficulties, whatever joys, if you're playing cricket, whatever you're doing, you're united. Fantastic. As I told some people, it was the first thing I tried to think about when I wake up in the morning. I'm in Christ. This morning, I'm in Christ. The Lord's given me another day today. I do that. Why do you assume you're going to wake up? I'm in glory. Sorry, I'm in Christ today and Christ's in me. Fantastic. What's going to happen? Can't get close to God than that. And I need to remind you, But the point here is that people want to say, well, in Colossians, they say, well, actually, that, all that Jesus stuff is, it's okay, but actually, there's something more you need. There's a bit more fullness that you need. Very simple. We're not going to look at all the false teaching this evening. But he says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord, continue to live in him, continue to walk in him. And look at what he says, rooted and built up. Rooted and built up. You can't get two images that are more sticking than that, can you? Rooted. Okay, here's a little something for you to think about. Have a look at this. Rooted. What can you tell me about this tree? Sorry?
It's very big.
It's very, very, very big. Anything else? It's very, very, very old.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Well, the roots of a tree is deep down as they
I don't think that, because that would mean... I don't think actually... It clearly has roots, and they're very significant, but I don't think that's the point. But thank you. We've, look, it's far away. What can you tell me about this tree? It's in California. Thank you. All right? Anything else? It's a giant redwood, Sequoia redwood. Thank you. All right? Something very odd that you can see about it. It's got a name. It's got a name. It's called General Sherman. And as you all know, General Sherman was a... Civil War general, and they've called it, it's got a name. Okay. So tell me something about its roots. The roots don't go down as deep as the tree goes up. But tell me about the roots.
They go sideways.
They might go sideways. Let me just give you some facts. It's the largest single-stem tree in the world. Single-stem. Single-stem, because you might have a tree with lots and lots of things. It has a name. It's 2,500 years old. It's 7.7 metres wide, and for those of us who are still imperial, it's 25 feet, just over 25 feet wide. 84 metres high, 275 feet high. 20,000 tonnes in weight by one tree. And here's the point. Here's the point about root. It grows in the same place where the seed fell and the sapling grew. Think about that. That's the point. I don't think it's about how deep the roots go. It's about the fact that it's exactly where the seed fell. It wasn't planted. I'm pretty sure. It's where the seed fell and the root started. That's the point. You see, and Paul says to these Colossians, continue to live in him, Christ Jesus the Lord, rooted in him. You stick with Jesus Christ as Lord. You're rooted in him. So the roots have gone down, trunk's gone up, obviously, but it's grown in exactly the same place for 2,500 years. It's killed me, that. Maybe you think about that.
One thing about the tree as well, it's fireproof.
Thank you. Lots of facts about these trees. All right? Now, I've got a question here, and I realise that I've answered my own question. Have you ever seen a tree walking around? Yeah, you will in the film. What's the film?
Lord of the Rings.
Thank you, Lord of the Rings. I know that. I did actually even look up. What are the trees called?
Ents.
Ents, thank you, they're ents. But it doesn't happen, does it, in real life? It doesn't happen in real life. And that's the point. Can I say, if you see a tree walking around, there's something wrong with the tree or there's something wrong with you. All right? Now, here we are. Here's another one for you too. What can you tell me about this building? There may be somebody who's actually been to see it. Does anybody know where it is? Dubai, thank you. Do you know what it's called? The Burj Khalifa building in Dubai. Sorry, John, if you can't sit there. And it is the tallest building in the world. It's 820, this is according to Wikipedia this afternoon, all right. If there's a taller one, I don't know about it. 828 metres, 2,717, it's by quite a long way the tallest building, I think, in the world. You know, that's what oil builds you, you know, these days. And here's the point again. It has not moved from where it was originally built. Now, I'm told, and of course, if you're at the top here, it does sway. You know, these buildings sway. You know, there's a bit of play in them. But if it moves down here, you're in trouble. If it moves even an inch, I'm told, you can be in trouble. Is that right, Robbie?
Probably, all right.
But, you know, they'll be monitoring, you know, down there. But here's the point. I mean, it's not moved from where it's originally. But see, Paul's point is, just look at the verse again. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him. You don't move from Jesus Christ as Lord. You don't need to move from Jesus Christ as Lord, because I just want to point out what he's going to say in in 2:10, in 2:10, yes. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in body form, and you've been given fullness in Christ. You've got fullness in Christ. See, there are false teachers coming saying, look, we find sounding arguments, arguments that encapture people say, look, actually, you're not quite there. And Paul says, no, you receive Christ Jesus, Lord. Continue to live in him. Don't be shifted from him. Rooted and built up in him. Don't worry if you're still eating. I want to press on. I don't want to overrun. Let's just have Colossians 2 open there. And there's the verses. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. These are verses to dwell in us richly this week. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord, continue to live in him. Rooted and built up in him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught. Overflowing thankfulness. So there's the big idea I want to communicate. Growing with or in Jesus Christ as Lord means sticking with Jesus Christ as Lord. You're not a Christian. Can I say you're not a Christian unless you've put your trust in Jesus Christ as Lord, and that includes him dying on the cross for your sins. That's how you start the Christian life. You receive Christ Jesus as Lord. And the big idea there is growing means sticking. I just want to keep drawing attention to it. Continue to live, walk in him. In him. Rooted in him. Built up in him. This week, you are in Christ Jesus, Lord. Every single moment of every single hour of every single day, you're in Christ Jesus as Lord. You can't get closer to God than that. Of course, we're to grow in our understanding and appreciation of that. So this isn't saying we shouldn't grow, far from it. It's not saying do nothing. But it is saying stick with Jesus Christ as Lord. Because in him, I'm not going to look at these verses tonight, you've been given fullness. Can I say that as you go on in the Christian life, you'll meet people who will say, I've moved on from that. I've moved on from that. And often what it means is they've moved on from the apostolic gospel, from this Jesus who is Lord. And that's always very sad. Look what he says, another phrase. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus, Lord, they received it through Epaphras teaching them Christ, teaching them the word. And then Paul says to them, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. Strengthened in the faith, that always means the apostolic faith, what we find in the New Testament, as you were taught. Can I say again, it's not just any teaching. Do you know, I do know actually one or two churches that don't have sermons. I mean, most churches have sermons. But it's actually whether they're aiming to teach the scriptures, God's word. Look, what we looked at last week, 128, the word ministry, the Bible teaching ministry, we proclaim him, Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ, mature in Christ. The only ministry that grows mature or perfect Christ is the Bible teaching ministry, teaching the scriptures. And if you look at Colossians 3:16, look what it says in 3:16. Lovely verse. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. I'll have to think about that in a moment. How practically do you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly? We'll think about that in a moment. You grow in Christ by moving nowhere, by sticking with Jesus Christ as Lord. Now, of course there is much growth to make, because if you think about it, being united to Jesus Christ, imagine you're walking with Jesus Christ this week. Think of all the variety of situations. School, work, farm. Sorry, that is work. You know, you might be busy in retirement doing something. You're walking with Christ. You're in Christ. What would it look like to want more? It's quite right to want to grow. But just to go to the page to chapter 3, we're not going to look at this, but I want to provoke you to think. It'll be 3 verse 5. There'll be more Christian character by putting to death your sinful nature every day this week. Put to death, therefore. The verses immediately before that are wonderful verses about being united to Christ. Since then you've been raised with Christ. You're there. You're united to Christ. You've been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died with Christ. You dealt with your sin on the cross. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Isn't that wonderful? When Christ, who is your life, we've sung that, appears, then you also appear with him in glory. Fantastic, isn't it? You're united to his death, in his resurrection, and in his future return. The people in Colossae saying, you're not quite there with God. Wow. I'm going to return with him in glory. I'm seated with him. I'm raised with him. But look at what it means to want more. More Christian character. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. 3 verse 5. So this week, united to Christ, we can say, my sinful nature, I've got to kill it, and I can kill it. The power of it's been broken. And all those ugly sins. 3 5. 3 12. More Christian character looks like clothing ourselves with compassion and kindness. And 13, bearing with each other. Bearing with each other. Forgiving each other. 4:2, it means being devoted to prayer. So that's what it looks like to be a growing Christian with Jesus Christ as Lord. And then last phrase, back in chapter 2, last phrase. Get us, isn't this wonderful? Overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. Because when you really see who Christ is, the supreme Lord, the preeminent Lord, and the all-sufficient Saviour, and you're united to him, and he's reconciled you back to God, and you've been redeemed, and you've been forgiven, and everything else, and he's rescued you from the dominion of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of the Son, how can you not be overflowing with thankfulness? How thankful are you? How thankful are you? Just worth a little acid test. I mean, I'm staggered every day. As I said, I'm not bored with this. I think I'm in Christ, I'm united to Christ. I've been freed from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, one day from the presence of sin. I've been rescued, I've been reconciled, I've been adopted into God's family. I'm a precious child of God. I'm indwelt by his Spirit. I'm in Christ, Christ in me. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Overflowing with thankfulness. So don't be deceived. Don't be captured. I did come back in the evening service. We'll think a bit more about what this false teaching looks like and some practical examples. Let's just look at it again, that verse, 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus Lord, continue to live in him, rooted in him, built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, overflowing with